N0TR, M4WHM. I should be in good shape now. I'm at home.
I had a phone call right in the middle of that.
Should be a little better on the signal now that I'm home, not going up and down the hills.
Doing all right there earlier, but it just kind of disappeared, went into a shadow or something. Oh, that was the Masters Appliance. They're going to come out and put a fan motor back in my refrigerator here, our refrigerator. And they ordered it, and it come in FedEx, and then you call them and tell them it's here, and then they come out and put it in. So I guess we got to unload the freezer again tomorrow.
Could be worse. Could be out of warranty and not working and having to worry about what to do with everything in the freezer. At least you got the part and somebody to come fix it.
Ain't that the truth nowadays? Very true. Oh, shoot. Just getting somebody to come out and do it. They're really quick when they come out, and they know what they're doing, so I felt lucky to. We had them one other time when it was on warranty, and now it's not, but oh, well, it's paid for, and I opened the package up and looked at it. It's funny that I think that was another one of their design flaws with LG Life's Good. It has a little resistance wire that goes over it, and then kind of a space-age aluminum foil that goes over the top of that wire that has sticky on the back to hold it on there instead of a clamp or anything. And that didn't look all that secure to me, but we'll hope it works. I got it down pretty good, but it wasn't stuck very good when it come in. But what happens is it ices up down there after a while, and it's the evaporator fan, and it starts making that ticking sound, and it'll drive you up the walls.
When something starts going bad, and especially when it starts making noise, that's when they get aggravating. But glad you're getting it fixed.
Get home from work? Is that where you been?
It's salt mine.
You have to work for a living, ain't it?
Yeah, I'll be glad when retirement gets here. 8 more years. Come by and fly by before I know it, but I enjoy what I do, but it's not what I want to do. What I want to do is what I want to do when I want to do it.
Years. Oh, my. Here's your tip of the day. Go out and shoot yourself. Bernice is over here laughing.
Something left in 8 years. The way things are going, I may be retired early or may never retire.
Yeah, I wish I was rich. I'd be figuring someplace else to go. But maybe Alaska or Canada. I don't like it quite that cold, so I don't know. I guess Bora Bora or something like it. There's too many people out there now, though, Bill. Heck, when we was kids, it was 180 million people. Now there's 330 million in the same area.
Yeah, that's quite a few people. I would like to find somewhere without, but nowadays, they tell me that China is buying up all the land out west, Colorado, Montana, Idaho. There's a couple of firms out of China buying it with that old guy, Greg Sauls, some investment company he's got. I don't know how true it is, but shouldn't have repeated it without knowing, but anyway, just worth conversation.
The days when a foreigner couldn't even buy land along the beach, and in a lot of places you still can't in other countries, but that don't apply here anymore.
Mount owns most of our dead anyway. They own us.
Right, and then they're gonna, this guy on TV the other day, I don't know anything about it really, said he was the head of the Treasury, said we hit our debt ceiling, our borrowing limit, and yet they're gonna pass a bill for $3.5 trillion and another for $1.5 trillion. And I don't know if you can print any more money, so I don't know where it's going to come from. My dad used to say, if I say we need to have the money to do this, he'd say, son, he says, we'll just shake a bush. I ain't never found that bush.
KB2HXS.
KB2HS, go ahead.
Oh, and Tom.
Is that Mike?
Dave.
Bernice said Mike, I said Dave, and, you know, is that right, Bernice? Dave, you been out refrigerating all day?
All day, all night, every day, every night, good Lord. Been doing a lot of change outs, and I'm just leaving Ken's house right now and heading back home for a little gas in his system.
I think refrigeration's a good business right now, don't you, Bill?
This time of year, or for the last several months, refrigeration is a hot topic.
No pun intended, right? Or pun intended.
Do you know how to put in these new ones now, Dave, like SEER 18 and that?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. I do installs, change-outs, everything. Oh, yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. I still got a SEER 13, I think it is. It's about 12 years old.
Oh, hang on to it. My God, there's nothing wrong with that. What I learned up here, let me see if I have this. What I've learned up here is systems, if you maintain the system properly, keep it clean, keep it running, you get 20 years out of them up here. Florida, you might get 8 to 12, and you got to get rid of it. But no, if it's only 12 years old, leave it. My goodness. Depending on what kind of shape it's in, it's worth putting a couple dollars into to keep it going.
Oh, it's in good shape. Go ahead, Bill.
A new unit, one old unit. It's like a... It's probably 22 years old, but it still runs like a champ.
Keeping them clean. Wash down those outside coils. Keep the compressor from overheating, and you'll be all right.
KN4BWA.
Oh, no. Steve. Well, Dave, I've had a service contract on it for the whole time we've been here, for the last 10 years, and it just went off warranty 2 years ago. But the only thing now that might need to be changed is a contactor in it, or getting a little pitted down there, and I figured I'd wait till it gets better weather, and I might just do that myself. I got one here. I got that, and I got a couple of capacitors, because those are known foreign objects that go bad, you know. And go ahead, Steve.
I gotta say is Dave's gotta be working twice as hard without his little buddy Stubby.
Oh my God. What's wrong with you?
Hey, I talked to him the other day. He knows I'm starting to call him Stubby.
No, I told him he can't pick his nose or scratch his butt for a little while.
Hey, you should have seen what he said, or heard what he said about getting in the ocean with that finger. Oh, mercy.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom, change that contactor sooner rather than later, because you will burn something up if you're not careful. when it gets pitted and starts arcing, you could take out the compressor or that condenser motor. So be mindful of that. And if you're going to change it, change the capacitor too. Clean the whole thing up and do it all at one time. Go ahead, Tom.
Sounds like a winner. Might just do that. Oh, it's been so long since I messed with that stuff. I'm not fearful of it or nothing like that. And it's got a service disconnect out there on the outside, you know, one of those that you pull out.
Do it. Just give me a holler. I'll take care of it.
Holler on the radio?
If you've got somebody's phone number who has my phone number, you know, that might be a better thing to do, but yeah, I should be fine.
I'll text it to you, Tom. I've got it.
Oh, thank you. I know I got Jimmy's in there. I appreciate that, Dave. I didn't think about that. I get leg cramps when I get down and crouch down and stuff like that. I don't know what causes it. I guess old age. This is N0TR with N4WHM. Go ahead, Bill.
And I didn't want to get in the way of possible repair there. So, but I'm looking on QRZ to looking at the swap meet page, seeing what the hot items are. I don't see nothing I can't live without.
You know why I'm starting to call Dave's little buddy Stubby, right? You knew who I'm talking about. Jimmy, N4MMW.
Not to guess, he was probably messing with the router, number one, or a Sawzall, or, you know, not a regular old saw like you saw two befores with, I'm trying to say.
He was playing with a milling machine. And the index finger at the farthest out joint from there out.
Oh, that's bad. I had a woodworking course in the 7th grade, and Max Lundquist, and he had two fingers gone, and they were from routers. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, he lost that the first knuckle. And I bawled him out. I'm like, what did you do? Anyway, yeah, gentlemen, I'm about a block away from my house, so I'm going to sign out of here. Steve, if you could do that for me to Tom, I would appreciate that, and we'll get Tom fixed up over the weekend.
Consider it done. As a matter of fact, I'm fixing to go into a restaurant down here with my little bride, and as soon as we sit down after ordering, I'll go ahead and send that over to him. Tom, be looking for it in the next 15 minutes. And, yeah, poor Jimmy, I tell you what. I tell you. Hey, you remember the guy that stands around while making speeches with his finger in the air? That's what he's been doing lately, trying to hold it up to keep the blood pressure down in it, keep it from hurting. It looks like he's smart.
Well, fortunately, he only looks like he's smart. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon. KB2HXS is out of here.
KB2HXX, have a good afternoon. I hadn't heard you in a while there, Dave. Why don't you give us a call sometime and be sociable? My goodness. I know I haven't got bad breath. have a good one. Tom, take it away.
Well, thanks, Steve, and thanks to you, Dave. I appreciate that. And I will give you a buzz. It's a hot booger out there. It's 95. The heat index is 101, Steve. And I went out there a while ago and removed a varmint and took him back to where the eagle will get him tomorrow. And I found out from Chad some details about why some of these squirrels are looking like they do in the summertime. And I don't bother them if they don't bother me, but if they come up here and eat my coax, I bother them. But at any rate, I won't go into details. Oh, shoot. Well, I hope you and yours have a wonderful meal, and we'll catch you down the line, Steve. Go ahead, Bill.
It's time for me to get off the radio here myself. I need to see what we're going to have for dinner and get a few things settled before I decide I'm done for the day. So, gentlemen, good to talk to you. Tom, Bernice, always good to talk to y'all. Hope y'all have a good evening. And I will say 73s. And as always, be safe in Port WHM.
Can you give me your address there? I got a thing I want to mail you here.
545 Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, Drive, Hartwell, Georgia, 30643.
I got it all, Bill. 545 Laurel Drive, Hartwell, Georgia, 30643. And I'll pop it in the mail in the next couple of days. And no, I'm not telling you what it is. So, there. Steve, you still there? Go ahead. Send your OTR. You know. Well, we had macaroni and hamburger, a concoction that Bernice makes, and a real wonderful sandwich with some turkey pastrami on hot toast and that. And, ooh, it was good. Nothing fancy tonight, but it was delicious. Take care, my friend, and we'll catch you later. M4WHM and 0TR.